Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Britain Broadcasting, Israel. We are continuing our analysis of the Psalms. At present we are concerned with Psalm 119, section 20, on the letter Resh. Resh is the equivalent of R, the letter R in English. The letter Resh in Hebrew and the Hebrew alphabet has the numerical value of 200. You will remember that this Psalm 119 has 22 sections. Each section is named after a letter of the Hebrew alphabet and it proceeds in consecutive order, in alphabetical order according to the Hebrew alphabet. Each section has 8 verses, with the first word of each verse in Hebrew beginning with a letter. The first word of each verse begins with a letter, the same letter of the Hebrew alphabet for all 8 verses. And there are 22 sections. Each section has 8 verses, and altogether 176 verses. And all of these 22 sections, the whole of the 8 verses in each section begins with the same letter. The first word of it begins with the same letter. Present we are considering the 20th section, almost at the end, where the first letter of each first word in each verse is Resh, the equivalent of R. Resh in Hebrew has several meanings. Primarily it means beginning or head, and we find this expression head or beginning in one of the verses of the section, in the last verse of the section in effect. We also find the expression ra'ei, which in Hebrew connotes seeing, observe, perceive, judge, and so on. And we have 3 out of the 8 verses beginning with words built on this word root and sounding much the same. The theme of these 8 verses in this section is the same as all of the verses in this whole psalm, in this whole of the 176 verses of the Psalm 119. Nearly every verse concerns judgments and laws and precepts and the words of the Torah. And that is the whole theme, which is repeated in verse after verse with variations throughout this psalm. And we also have found that each subsection has its own sub-theme, its own subsidiary theme, in addition to the main theme. And the subsidiary theme of this section seems to be that we request, that God the Almighty is requested to look upon us, to perceive us, to take notice of us in order to help us, whereas we in exchange, as if to say, or from our point of view, from our side, we too perceive and take notice of what happens to those who go on the right path and what happens to those who do not. And what happens to those who follow after the Almighty, that is what we are called upon to take notice of in this section. It begins in 119:153. Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. God is asked here to take note of our problems and troubles, since we do not forget his will. There's a symmetry here. I do not forget thy law is the end of the verse. Consider mine afflictions. In other words, we ask God to do this, since, or we on our side, for our part, we do not do what God does not want us to do. In this case, we do not forget the law, and therefore we ask the Almighty to consider our affliction, to consider us, and take notice of the troubles that are pressing us. 119:154, plead my cause and deliver me, quicken me according to thy word. Once again, God is asked to take consideration of our situation. He gave us life and vitality because he has promised them to us. So now, not so much because of what we're doing, but since the Almighty has promised us this, we ask him to do so, to go out to fulfill his promise to us. And but so too, we also have the same symmetry here. We ask God to please do this because of such and such a reason, which is if one is white against the other. He continues at 119, 155, salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. In other words, we should be saved, we have to be saved because we know, we seek to know the will of God and we seek to carry it out. On the other hand, those who are wicked take the exact opposite path. They do not seek to do the will of the Almighty, and therefore it is implied they will not be saved. Salvation is far from them. As it says, salvation is far from the wicked. Continue in 119, 156. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgments. We ask God to be merciful to us. For this is the law of nature. This is the law of nature which the Almighty has established and set up. And we ask him to have mercy on us according to this law and to give us vitality in life, since this is the judgment that he has established as the overriding rule in the world. Now, we all know that there are a lot of troubles in the world, a lot of bad situations, a lot of bad things happen to everyone, and everyone has problems, but that is what they are. They are problems. They are exceptions. A problem, by its definition, is an exception to the rule. It is an exception from what should be. And the way things should be, the way things should be is that things should go well for us, and we should do the will of the Almighty. And this is not exactly the case. This is not exactly how we are or how things are going for us. But nevertheless, we recognize this truth and we try and set things back on the right course, as if to say. That is what we are attempting to do, and we ask the Almighty to help us do this. He continues in verse 119, 157. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet I do not decline from my testimonies. Despite the very many who oppose me, and all the reasons I could find to use as excuses not to do your will, I still keep going according to how I understand you want me to do. A lot of things are against me, people are persecuting me, I have enemies. Nevertheless, I keep going in your path. I keep doing what you want me to do. That is what we say to God in this psalm. And God replies to us and helps us. So continue in this same theme, 119, 158. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved because they kept not thy word. They were going against the word of God, they pay a price. And we see how they pay a price, see what they do and what happens to them. They bring bad results to themselves, which is bad enough. But not only that, do they bring bad effects upon themselves, they bring bad effects upon everyone else, everyone around them, including upon us. And this grieves us, not only because it hurts us, because it hurts everyone else, including those who do the evil. 119, 159 says, consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. I delight to do the will of God, since this is for the good of everyone. Help me, God, with life and liveliness, so that I may function in your cause all the better. So here too we have this balance, this symmetry. Look, Lord, I love, I delight, I am enthused by what you do, by your commandments, the way you have established things in this world. And therefore, on the other hand, help me, give me liveliness, give me vitality, according to your mercy, according to your kindness. Because I, if nothing else, at least I appreciate, I know some degree of appreciation for what you are doing, and therefore help me. I requite you in this case with appreciation of what you are doing for us. And he concludes under 1960, thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of the righteous judgments endureth forever. Everything which God says is true, everything which God says is good, everything is for our own good, and and everything that issues from the Almighty is eternal. And therefore, we want to do it, we believe in doing it, and it's good for us. And we do it not only because it is good for us, because it in itself is good. We do the good for its own sake, because that by its definition is what we should do, and what it's worth our while doing. Thank you very much. This is Yahya Davidi from New Bambi, Britain, Broadcasting, Israel.